So do I go?
Oh, I didn't know that part.
This is worth repeating.
Okay.
This is worth repeating.
Live storytelling from Texas Public Radio.
It was a very hot morning on May 15, 1990. I had arrived from Salamanca, Guanajuato, in central Mexico, the night before, to Piedras Negras, Coahuila. My maternal grandmother's family were dropping me off to the Greyhound in Eagle Pass, Texas. I had just met them that morning as well. I jumped from the car to the bus and sat right behind the driver's seat. The moment was surreal. I had a luggage and a cardboard box filled with things that were more important to my heart than anybody else. Digging back to these 30 years here in San Antonio, it took me a while to remember all these details. My mother had married my stepdad 4 years prior to that, and the time had come for us to move to the U.S. to get our green cards. I was the last one to get the interview in Ciudad Juarez, so my siblings, my parents, and my young child had moved to San Antonio earlier that year. Sorry. My siblings and I thought that we were just gonna get our green cards and go back to Mexico. That was the plan. Little did we know. I honestly didn't think that I was gonna end up starting a new life in San Antonio, Texas. So this pretty much marks my 30-year birthday. And the ride, and the bus ride to San Antonio, a bulky man sat next to me. Well, a bulky young man. He was young. He had a mustache, he had a bubbly personality, and he wore a Spurs t-shirt with what later I found out were the Fiesta colors on the logo, which if you don't know, they were only that for that one particular year. I'm not gonna tell you my age and don't start counting. He was so excited about the game they were playing that night, and he was telling me all about it, where they were playing, the tickets were only $5, and then he asked me if I was excited that they were on the playoffs, and to what I responded with my broken English, "I don't know what the Spurs are." He didn't care about my comment. On the other hand, he went on and on about the players. He mentioned David Robinson, I don't know how many times, and I know because that name I remember for many years after that. He went over the stats and the plays and so on and so on. He made sure that by the end of that trip, I knew who the Spurs were, a basketball team that he loved. When we arrived to San Antonio, he helped me find the bus route to get from the Greyhound to Wurzbach and Data Point, which then later I found out was the medical center, where my family awaited for me. Thinking back, I thought, why did I ride the bus with a cardboard box and a luggage? Well, I was 20 years old. I have never driven or owned a car. I moved in public transportation in Mexico City, Guadalajara, and Guanajuato. So that's all I knew. And it was just normal for me to get the bus route to get to my destination. Going back to this young man, while he was talking and talking about the Spurs, all there was in my mind was my family and my young child awaiting for me to reunite. We said goodbye. He wished me luck. I told him to have fun at the game after I thanked them, and I never saw him again. Moving to a new city could be daunting, but moving to a new country is challenging and at times confusing. My young child used to come back from daycare, and he would be upset and tell me, "Mom, I am never going back to the school because they don't know how to talk. Mami, ya no voy a esa escuela porque no saben cómo hablar." And boy, did I know how he felt, and I was an adult. Because I was a bookworm, 2 weeks after I moved, I was enrolling into some typing class in some administrative assistant school. 6 months later, I was enrolling at SAC. I never took ESL classes, So I took basic English 3 times, math and reading a couple of other times, because I didn't know any better. I just went straight to college. Excuse me. Fast forward 9 years later, a husband and a second child, we were downtown San Antonio celebrating the Spurs' first championship. It was June 25th, 1999. The surreal feeling came back. I was with my sister and our families. And my life just went like a flashback. I had just transferred to UTSA. My son was in middle school in a GT program, and my young child was about to start kindergarten. It was my championship as well. It was the celebration of the last 9 years of my life as a San Antonian. San Antonio was my home now. The city had become not only my home, but the people were also my family and my community. I wonder where my travel companion is now. I wonder how he felt when the Spurs won all those championships. Maybe he'll listen to my story today and he'll remember me. To him, yay, the Spurs are our champions. Thank you.